Okay, welcome to Module 4. Now, remember, you can download your mind maps, the MP3, your slides, your worksheets, and your checklist below. Now, let's get started. Launch day strategies and launch preparation.
Yeah, the big day has arrived.
Yeah, that's right. Now, final test. Check all. It's kind of, you should have tested before. We mentioned testing, didn't we, John? So now it's time to just have that final check, test your payment processor, make sure everything's working, have a quick run through, be the customer.
Yeah, I mean, I know we keep going on about testing, but we really can't, you know, emphasize the importance of this. And you've probably found that come launch day, you've gone and made changes to your product, you've updated your sales page, you've updated your members area, whatever. You usually find you're tweaking things because you have little ideas or you want to try different things, whatever. And it's very, very easy to do something like update an older page, or, you know, things like that. I've done it. I've been there. I've done it. So just make sure if you've done any changes, you know, before you flick that switch and go live, make sure the page that's going to be live works, make sure everything's okay, make sure it's obviously the latest version of your sales page, the payment button's working, the sales funnel is working, that you get access to the members area if you're using one after payment, that sort of thing, okay? It's just, I know we keep going on about it, but if you find that when your site's getting a ton of traffic, you're wondering why no sales are coming in, it's because the button's not working or whatever, you know, we did warn you.
Yeah. Now, ensure all your backups are complete. Now, you know, we talked about this earlier. If there is a problem, you can simply revert to a sales page on another server, and it's a quick flip. You know, it's just there in case something goes wrong. It rarely does, but it's there, and it's in place just in case. Okay, so it's very, very easy to just flip it over, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, so again, if you've obviously been making changes, I'm usually tweaking things right up to the last day. If you're doing that, you know, run a new backup. If you're using a sales page that uses WordPress, you know, have you run a new backup of your sales page, your members area, everything like that? Because what you don't want to find is you have to run a backup and the backup's 3 or 4 weeks old, and then you've got to go and update it. So obviously, you know, all we're saying here is just before you go live, make sure everything's working and make sure everything's backed up to the latest versions.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, email affiliates. So we're all ready, ready to go, ready to rock and roll. And that's it, John, isn't it? Just simply let the affiliates know what's going on. They should know already. They should be ready to go. They should have email plugged in, by the time launch day comes. But just that one final email, affiliates, we're live, go, go, go.
Yeah, I would recommend you mail on the morning as well. I mean, yeah, Obviously depending on what time you mail, you know, to remind them a launch day is here. You should also be doing this with your regular subscribers as well. Obviously, you've been mailing them pre-launch and things like that. Let them know the launch is coming. What I always tend to do as well is let them know what time I go live to remind them. If it's an early bird list as well, let them know what time that happens. I also tell them what the subject's going to be. And I just say, look out for my email later. The subject will be, usually it's We Are Live or something like that. Just so people can sort of, you're letting them know that it's coming and then look out. So you do the same with your customers, your subscribers and your affiliates. But make sure your affiliates, this is the time when you start mailing affiliates quite often. Obviously we're going to cover that as we go through this.
Yeah, that's right. Now, email swipes, these are for JVs. So you always include in any JV correspondence your email swipes.
Yeah, every time I contact my affiliates there's a swipe email they can use there. You will find, I mean, what I personally find is a lot of the time affiliates are still not sure if they're going to promote, or, you know, they might have other commitments, or they might just catch you at the right time and open your email and think, you know, yeah, I might have a look at this or I might promote this. And if you're giving them the swipe there and then, and obviously the link to sign up, it just makes it so much easier.
If you're not sure what a swipe is, it's just the email that your affiliates can actually copy, paste or tweak to send out to their list.
Yeah.
So really, it's just an easy, by adding the email swipe into the email, it's a very easy way for them to say, well, okay, I'm gonna promote this, and it's a simple copy, paste, add their affiliate link and send. The easier you make it for the affiliate to promote your product, the more they're going to promote. If you make it hard, then, you know, people think twice.
Affiliates are lazy. I mean, I'm a lazy affiliate. When, you know, I will have days where I haven't got much on. And sometimes someone will catch me at the right time with the product that catches my eye, the swipe's there. You know, all I have to do is copy the swipe, edit it to suit, and then hit the send button. Now, make sure this is done in every single email. Every single email you send out, here's today's swipe. You know, and always start your email with something like today's swipe below, and then go on with the story of what you're saying. So the first thing an affiliate knows when he opens the email is everything he needs for that day is below. And, you know, that it's very, very crucial you do this, because a lot of product creators don't do this. And you're just trying to catch that affiliate at the right time. Think, you know, you're trying to make them think, yeah, I think I'll send this now. You know, because some affiliates will send on, you know, certain days, and some affiliates will send on other days. You want to try and give them an excuse to mail every single day.
Right, add the latest email and ensure it's prominent in the JV blog. Now, if you're using a JV blog, create a new post for that day. Create a new post for every day of your launch. Now, some people don't do this, and it's a fatal mistake, because if an affiliate who is not quite up to speed on the launch, who maybe has just noticed it, just picked up on the email, maybe seeing the high conversion of the EPCs, and they want to get on board, and if they turn up at the JV blog, and it's still on day one launch day, but it's been running for 3 days,
yeah,
the possibility is you've just lost an affiliate.
Yeah.
So it's paramount that you update your JV blog every day and add the swipes to every single day.
Yeah. Add them to your blog post. Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest sin, if you want to call it a sin, I see. I actually have to, you know, with my students, when my students are having a launch, I obviously monitor the launch. And one of the biggest things I have to do is, you know, tell them your JV blog needs updated. Make sure you update it daily. And this is the part where you're going to make the money. And, you know, it takes 20 minutes to update your blog. Less if you've got, you know, if you've got everything planned. You know, so there's no excuses for not updating your JV blog. And like you say, make sure the email goes out, the email you send out has a swipe, the JV update has a swipe, you know, same again, you know, swipe below. If you've got a JV tools page, make sure they're all dated, and make sure that today's date, you know, today's swipe here, you know, all that sort of thing. So an affiliate can basically easily find the swipe for today.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The easier you make it, the more money you're going to make. It's as simple as that. Okay, your action plan. Be available during the launch. I mean, this goes without saying, doesn't it, John? This is a necessity.
Yeah.
You have to be there. You can't just hit the button,
then go.
You can't just hit send and then just go to the pub or have a beer and say, right, okay, I've launched a product, you know.
You don't know
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a beer though, don't you? But you're always there.
I sometimes have a beer when the sales are coming in. I know it's okay, but yeah, one or two and that's it. But, you know, this is not a laughing matter. If you hold a job, for example, if you hold a job, and you know, I know a lot of people are launching products who still have a job, don't plan your launch day on a day you're going to be at work. Take a holiday, take a couple of days off, take a week off if you can. You know, don't launch a product around a vacation or a family event or someone's birthday or, you know, a night out what's been planned, things like that. I know this is common sense, but you'd be surprised, you know. I'm sometimes launching with students and we'll plan a launch at, let's say, 2 p.m. Eastern, and then I get an email, you know, saying, oh, I'm at work at 2 p.m. Eastern, you know, but they've planned the launch. So, you know, make sure you're available all day on launch day. There's no excuse. You know, tell people you're busy that day. You know, lock the door if you have to, and just switch off your, unplug the phone if you have to, things like that. And, you know, you cannot be disturbed, because on launch day, this is when people need your attention and you have to be available.
Okay. Now, be prepared. I've just discussed that a little bit, but on launch day, make sure you have your checklists, make sure you have everything there ready, prepared for the launch day. It's, you know, it's when it comes to launch day, you might think, okay, oh well, I forgot to do this, or I forgot to update the JV blog, or I forgot to mail the affiliates, or I forgot to even link my payment button. It happens.
Okay now
be prepared, make sure everything is in place, have a checklist, and just be constantly aware of what's going on and what you need to do and all the processes surrounding launch day.
I think as well, be prepared for something going wrong. You know, like we said earlier about backups, make sure you're ready to deploy your backup if needed. Make sure you're ready, you know, you make sure you've got FTP details ready if you need to quickly go online. Make sure, you know, you're logged into WordPress or whatever. Make sure you've got email open, you know, for communication with JVs, because you might have someone tell you that something's wrong. That happens as well, especially when you go live. And what you'll find is when you go live, you will start to get responses from affiliates and from potential customers, obviously people who are not sure if they want to buy, but you might also get someone telling you something's wrong. So you should be monitoring. One of the most important things you can do on launch day is monitor your email. Make sure you've got it set, your inbox is there, and you've got maybe an audio reminder or something, just so you know if an email comes in that's important to do with your launch, you can quickly act upon it. Because I have had situations where I thought everything was fine, and someone replied and said, "Oh, do you know you've got a typo here, or do you know this is not working properly, or that banner's off to one side because on a different browser, whatever," and you just might miss something. So you've got to be prepared to put that right, very, very quickly, because obviously your site is now getting a lot of traffic.
I think I've done that before, things out. Last week, someone was promoting a bonus for a product. And if someone's promoting a bonus for your product, it could be worth checking out the bonuses as well. And at least if they see, or you see, that their bonus isn't directing at the right place or they have a problem, it's worth telling your affiliates that as well. So you're not just minding your own product, you're minding your affiliates' promotional campaigns as well, because any help that you can give them always comes back to you. Okay, give your leads a reason to buy. So, for example, a fast mover bonus. Tell them about a price increase. And this is excellent for getting an initial sales rush.
Yeah, I think what Dan's getting at here is, obviously when you go live, there should be something in place to cause a frenzy. And the big frenzy is at the end of the launch, but, for example, the first 50 people to buy will get an extra bonus.
Yeah.
Or the first 24 hours, the price is frozen, before we put it on a dime sale. Or the first 50 buyers get a consultation, whatever it may be. You should have something on your sales page, and your potential customers should be aware of this, that there's a reason why they need to be there when you go live, so they can invest in your product and get something extra.
Yeah.
But what you have to be careful is as well, when you take this bonus away, there should be no more mention of it. Don't have on your sales page, you missed out, but you can still get this, because then you're going to put people off. So always try and have something on your page that's going to give people a reason to buy right now.
Dime sale's pretty good for that at the moment. Dime sale, GVZoo.
Yeah, I mean, that alone can create the urgency, because obviously people realise it and get it at the lowest price possible. But something I've been doing, and it has been working well, it's been freezing the price for the first 24 hours, then starting a dime sale. And obviously if people know they can get it at the best price ever during the first 24 hours, that can work as well.
Okay, excellent. Okay, that's the end of module 4, and you can remember, you can download your worksheets and your checklists, and we'll see you in module 5. Thanks for listening.